facts, candid conversations, and some levity to lighten your day. This is The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio.
Right now, and get in line to talk to my guest, who I will introduce to you in just a moment. 888-914-9149 is the toll-free line to call The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. Once again, that number, 888-914-9149. You can also email the program. It's a great place to send your questions, ideas for future show segments. Cale, C-A-L-E, at relevantradio.com is the email address. And you can follow me on Twitter as well, at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. And we have a show account as well, at Cale Clark Show. Well, the Villanova Wildcats men's basketball team obviously punched their ticket to the Final Four last weekend by winning the South Regional portion of the NCAA tournament by defeating the Houston Cougars in the Elite Eight. And here's a clip.
They're going to milk that clock. They're going to make Houston play 30 seconds of defense, whatever they can. And the first hit from the guy who was cooking in the Sweet 16, Jermaine Samuel. Jay Moore runs out of room. And now Moore on its way. And the three-pointer's good for Justin Moore. Samuels, as White closes, he scores and one. Gillespie, a couple of shakes, and Gillespie, when you need a bucket, Colin Gillespie gives you one. Double team comes. Gillespie gets it to Moore, and they just got it across. Samuels working on White. Samuels, layup is good. Three is no good, and Gillespie secures, and that's going to do it. The Villanova Wildcats are headed to the Final Four.
All right, Villanova, led by fifth-year senior point guard Colin Gillespie, is back in the Final Four, and they are the last of the 11 Catholic colleges or universities that competed in the NCAA tournament this year. They're still standing. They'll play Kansas in the early game on Saturday in the Final Four in New Orleans on CBS. And my guest today is a graduate of Villanova University, an Augustinian priest, and is the chaplain of the Villanova University Wildcats men's basketball team, not to mention the football team as well. Father Rob Hagen is my guest. Father Rob, welcome to the program. Thanks for taking the time in what must be an absolutely crazy week for you.
Thank you, Cale. We're so excited. It really is. It's just wonderful for the team, for our university, for our alumni, for all the students. It's just it's so exciting. We're blessed.
Oh, it really is a great blessing. And obviously, Philadelphia is a hotbed of hoops and has such a great basketball tradition with its universities and colleges. And we have a lot of Relevant Radio fans out in Philadelphia as well, listening to our affiliate out there. And first of all, I want to say, Father Rob, congratulations to you, to the program, Coach Jay Wright, making it to another Final Four. There's so much I want to talk about with you. But first, I kind of want to dig into your superhero origin story, as it were, Father Rob. Tell me about where you grew up. And how it is that you came to Villanova first as a student?
Yeah, it's funny, Cale. You know, I'm working here almost 20 years now, and so I'll engage with recruits and admissions and prospective students. And you can imagine why people would pick a school. You know, how you're ranked and curriculum and job placement. And to be honest with you, I was a local kid. And I went to a big regional high school not far from here, Cardinal O'Hara. And I came here because it was close to the trolley. It was close to public transportation. And I came here, you know, without a plan. And I just and got caught up in the spirit of the place and met wonderful friends and had, you know, good professors. And I met these Augustinians, you know, and I had, you know, inkling, maybe a thought of possibly considering the priesthood. My mom was a very faithful woman, a single mother, and I was raised in the faith. And, you know, for a lot of reasons, I kind of put it off. You want to have kids, you want to get married, you want to do your thing. And I just had this kind of impression that priests were like in church saying their prayers 24/7. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I didn't see myself doing that. And as I came to know the Augustinians on campus, I came to an understanding of a much broader understanding of what priesthood is. You know, there's teachers, there are doctors, there are administrators, there are counselors, and so I began to see this more as you know, kind of using God's gifts, the gifts that God has given you, in a way that, that can serve, you know, a real broad base of people in many different ways. And so that appealed to me. You know, Father Peter Dunning, who is the president of the current president of Villanova right now, he was chairman of the theater department at the time.
Wow.
And, you know, we had another friend of mine, Father Bill McGuire, who was the CFO, you know, a financial guy. Father Bill Atkinson, just, you know, we could probably do a whole nother show on him. He was the first quadriplegic ever ordained a priest. He was injured in a toboggan accident in his first year in the seminary and severed his spine and was paralyzed from the shoulders down, and was just a wonderful teacher and mentor to me. And so I met these Augustinians not as people we kind of put up on these pedestals, but as real, you know, just human beings and friends and people who had interesting lives. And so I started to see myself, well, maybe I could be one of these guys.
Wow, I love that. I love how these priests were mentors to you and just really showed you the humanity of the priest. My guest is Father Rob Hagen, who's the chaplain of the Villanova University men's basketball team. You're listening to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. Now, obviously, you didn't go straight into the priesthood, Father Rob. You actually went into the law. Can you tell us about your experience as a lawyer and what kind of led you to that?
I did. So, you know, as I said, I thought about the Augustinians and certainly the good work that they do. But, you know, my older sister's a lawyer, and I thought that would be a good way to serve. And, you know, went to law school after graduating from Villanova. And I wound up hooking up with a law firm that at the time had just lost their criminal defense counsel.
Okay.
And so, you know, kind of how God works. You know, it wasn't something that I had really considered for my life at the time. And of course, but it was an opportunity to have a job. And so I was asked if I would consider that. I said, you know, absolutely. And next thing you know, I'm handling, you know, criminal defense cases and, you know, drugs, assaults, you know, really difficult people and circumstances who maybe did some bad things, but weren't bad people. And so I would, you know, I did that for about 7 years. And I found myself often with a client talking to them, not just about their case, but about their life and about decision making. And inevitably, it was my own relationship with God trying to maybe reconnect them with their Lord and to kind of make some sense out of their life and maybe find some direction and light in an area where there was darkness. And so when I finally left the firm, it sounded radical to people that didn't know me, but to people that did, it was seamless. It was like the next logical step in my journey that I think God led me, you know, to the law. And I think I'm used a lot of those gifts now in the priesthood in terms of helping people and keeping confidences and certainly in NCAA compliance where I started in athletics. So they all kind of led me full circle back to Villanova. And, you know, here I am, you know, 19 years later, working with students, working with student athletes. And then I kind of, you know, fell into the chaplaincy because I was working on the campus.
That's incredible. What really struck me about that, my guest, by the way, is Father Rob Hagen, chaplain of the Villanova University Wildcats men's basketball team in the Final Four this weekend, playing against Kansas on Saturday night in the first game. Talking about your experiences as a lawyer, that is not what I expected you to say at all. I thought maybe you read the words of our Lord in the gospel, woe to you lawyers, you know, you know, that old bad joke. But I just love how you looked at the law as a chance to do apostolate and to evangelize. And I like how you talked about your clients as maybe being not necessarily bad people, but people who made some bad choices. And obviously in the Catholic Church, we do want to separate the sinner from the sin, right?
Right. And you know, it's funny because lawyers get a bad rap, don't they? They're kind of the butt of a lot of jokes and they make the headlines sometimes. But, you know, to be honest, and I think, you know, people who work in the law would agree with this. You know, 99 plus percent of lawyers are really good human beings. Mm. And they're in it for the right reasons, right. And they're affecting change, and they're helping people through difficult circumstances. And that was my experience in the law with lawyers and judges and you know, police officers and probation officers and court reporters, that, you know, people who are really working for justice and fairness and wanted people, you know, to kind of find solutions to problems. And so that was my experience. And I still have those relationships today. I still draw very much on that skill set and a lot of the things that I did as a lawyer, now as a priest, and certainly in athletics administration.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And that's a good corrective to the narrative that's out there. Yes, they are the butt of a lot of jokes. But yeah, there are some great, great people in that profession, no doubt. My guest is Father Rob Hagen, chaplain of the Villanova Wildcats. Let me ask you about when you decided to leave the law to pursue the priesthood. Did you know right away that you wanted to go to the Order of St. Augustine because of your experiences at Villanova, or had you considered something else?
I did, Cale, and it's funny you bring that up, because I work, I help out a little bit with our vocation and formation program. And so it's very interesting to hear why, you know, a person would pick a particular order. You know, how is it that they came to know that community?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And right now, you know, to be honest with you, a large portion of the people that we're in contact with are in contact with us through the website. You know, they may not have met an Augustinian, but they've come to know about us through the internet, which was so, you know, completely different, you mm-hmm. know, to my experience, you know, because there was no internet. And I knew Augustinians on campus at Villanova. I did have diocesan priests in high school. And so I think I kind of knew that much, that yeah. I was attracted to kind of the community aspect that religious life offered as opposed to the diocesan model. Mm-hmm. But I didn't shop it as much as maybe some people do today. You know, well, let's look at the Franciscans and the yeah. Jesuits and, the, you know. So I kind of went with what I knew. I went with who yeah. I knew. And so I knew the Augustinians. As I said to you, I felt like they were kind of down to earth, working in kind of real life jobs. With a certain spirituality that was, you know, Augustine has many great quotes, but one of them was, you know, for you, I'm a bishop, with you, I'm a Christian. Mm, and so he powerful. he kind of created this, you know, kind of tone that, you know, we go through this together, that it wasn't, I didn't experience these Augustinians kind of above me yeah. as much as with me. And,
I like
and
that.
So, you know, that resonated with my, you know, with kind of the style, my leadership style and what I would hope to have found in the priesthood. And it is, you know, one of the other things that Augustine said was, you know, we seek God through the company of friends, through friendship.
Wow.
And so these are the kind of, values that are present in the charism of the order that really resonated with me. So I felt, yeah, I didn't feel like I had to look any further.
I really was struck by something that you just said. By the way, my guest is Father Rob Hagen. You're listening to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. We find God in the company of friends. I think something that, now one writer has quoted this, he's kind of coined this phrase, friendship deficit disorder, or FDD. And it's certainly endemic among men especially, because a lot of men don't have good friends that they can, you know, be encouraged by, who can help them to grow closer to God. And obviously, that's one of the things that you do in your work, working with student athletes as a chaplain at Villanova. And I'm just curious to know how that outlook affects Augustinian education, that model, because obviously Villanova is very much associated with that. And one of the great things about the basketball program and athletics in general is that they're kind of an ad for the school itself. So can you talk to me about, does that work its way into the educational system as well at the school?
100%, Cale. It's spot on. The Augustinian pedagogy is what makes, you know, a Villanova experience what it is. And I know a lot of places experience this, but certainly here, you know, during COVID and mm-hmm. and the shift, you know, to online for so many people. I mean, we really fought hard to stay open, and we did. We were open, and now it was a scaled back version. But the value is in community. The value is in relationship. The value is in being together. That's where the magic happens. You know, it's not just in class, but what happens after class and in the dining hall and in the residence hall and in the locker room? And so that, you know, real kind of human interaction where, you know, you have an environment where you feel like you belong, where you feel like you're not afraid to fail or to make a mistake, where you can, you know, speak openly in class. And, you know, that's a kind of culture that we really strive for and take directly from Augustine. You know, that we will say community is not just a noun, it's a verb. We do Augustinian community. And I like to ask, you know, people why they picked, you know, why they chose to come here.
Mm-hmm.
And rarely is it, well, you're ranked in the top 10 or, you know, you have a great biology department. It's usually, you know, when I got on the campus, you know, the person in the you know, the woman that gave me the cheesesteak in the dining hall, she smiled at me. Or the person that gave us the tour, I could see myself hanging out with that person. Or, you know, I just felt at home. And the word Villanova, you know, St. Thomas of Villanova was the patron that we named the school after.
Mm-hmm.
If you translate the word Villanova, it means new home.
Oh, I like that.
And so the hope is that, you know, you're at a place where you feel at home. And if you feel at home and you feel safe and you feel respected and you feel a sense of belonging, then you're in an environment where you can do your best. And the hope is that that's, you know, the environment that you're experiencing on your team, in the classroom, in the dining hall, you know, where, what have you. Now, do we do that perfectly? No. Do we have work to do? Yes. But that's the Augustinian ideal that we're striving for. So that's directly infused into the curriculum. You know, the student-teacher ratio in most cases would be under 20. So that, you know, people are going to know you by name. Your teacher's going to know you by name. Your professor's going to, the Augustinians are going to know you by name. So it's not just a place where you're going to school, but like, how's your family? You know, how do you feel? How are you doing?
Oh, I love that. I love the idea of Villanova as a new home, as a new family for all the students. I'm sure the admissions hotline is ringing off the hook right now because that was a that was a great endorsement. Let me give out another phone number, 888-914-9149. If you have a question for my guest, Father Rob Hagen, who's the chaplain of the Villanova University men's basketball and football teams. We'll have much more with Father Rob in this fascinating conversation after this really quick break here on the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. Be right back. Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester. Welcome back to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio, March Madness edition, I guess you could say, 888-914-9149. We're having a fantastic conversation with Father Rob Hagen, who's the chaplain of the Villanova University Wildcats. He's joining me live. Are you still in Philly, or are you in New Orleans right now, Father?
I'm still in Philly, and we're heading down tomorrow night.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a listener question for you, and I know you wanted to talk about this as well, Father, so this dovetails really nicely. A listener on Twitter, Bobby G., wanted me to ask you whether or not you have a go-to pregame mass homily. I know the pregame ritual is very important at Villanova, so talk to me about that.
That's a great one. You know, it's funny, Cale. I try best I can to not force like my maybe my thoughts or agenda, and try to roll with where we are in the church year. And let the meetings kind of speak to us as they are, as they're speaking to all of us. You know what I mean? And the one thing I've always found interesting is, or of the many things, that the season of Lent often matches up directly with the NCAA tournament.
That's true. That's very true.
And so there's a lot of values in terms of preparation, reconciliation, self-improvement. that are directly applicable to someone who's kind of journeying in this drive to, you know, be the best version of yourself, you know, on the court, but also off the court. But there are gospels that come up, and I think really resonate with the players, from different times. And one of them that comes to mind is, you think about Peter and the disciples in the boat when the storm blows up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cloudy, and you know, it's they're anxious, and it's dark, and it's raining, and they're in the boat, and they see Jesus walking towards them on the water, and Peter hops out of the boat and walks on water towards Jesus, you know, with all the confidence in the faith. And then what happens? You know, he kind of takes his eyes off of Jesus. And he puts his focus elsewhere, like, oh, I wonder what those guys are saying about me back in the boat. this water looks really deep. These waves are really strong. This water is really cold. And when he takes his focus off of Jesus, what happens? That's when he sinks. And so, you know, Jesus puts his arm out, and he grabs him, and he says, you know, I got you. I won't let you drown. And a lot of times people like to say, well, oh, look at Peter. You know, he sank. At least he hopped out of the boat. At least he tried to incorporate his faith into what he was doing. And when he did, he walked on water. And so, as we look at these student athletes who are going to take the court in the midst of all this distraction,
yeah,
all this noise, the fans, the TV, the hype, how many points did you score? How many minutes did you play? Are you going to get drafted? Well, when you put your focus on all that external noise, that's when you're going to sink. But when you keep your focus on the one who made you, the one who gave you these gifts, on your teammates, the people who are with you, the people who the one who gave you the strength and the ability to walk through any storm, you can walk on water.
Well,
and there's no shame in falling down. Mm-hmm. Your Lord's going to be right there to help pick you up. It's not about playing the perfect game. It's about, you know, understanding that we're doing this together. And, you know, one of your commercial breaks was for confession and reconciliation.
Right.
And one of the things that, you know, our guys on the bench will say when, you know, somebody makes a turnover, somebody commits a foul, somebody makes a, you know, kind of a play that, you know, you'd rather not have made, the whole bench will scream out, next play.
Wow, next play. I love that.
And, you know, next play, I mean, that's translation for you're forgiven. Move on. Let it go. And the great ones that I've experienced, you know, the real great ones have an ability to, you know, if you miss a shot, if you put a ball, you know, if you're a golfer and if you dunk one in the water, you know, if you do something, you know, that you wish you didn't do, the great ones have an ability to let it go, to forget, to get back into the present moment and take the next shot like you're going to make that one.
Yeah, that's so true.
And, you know,
true.
Everybody likes to talk about, you know, Chris Jenkins, who made that beautiful half-court shot in 2016.
That's right.
Well, you know, I'll tell you right now, his friends saw him shoot a lot of air balls in the practice facility.
Huh.
But when you get the ball in your hands for the next shot, you got to think about staying in the present moment, and what am I going to do now, not be, you know, weighted down by things that you can't control from the past. And that's what God offers us every time he offers us that opportunity for reconciliation and forgiveness, to let it go and move on into the present moment.
My guest today on the Cale Clark Show is Father Rob Hagen, chaplain of the Villanova Wildcats men's basketball team. There's so many great analogies, obviously, and that what you've just shared with us is a perfect example of that. There's so many great analogies between athletics and the spiritual life, and that goes really right back to St. Paul himself, who talked about athletics in his day, running the race, you know, I don't box as one beating the air. He talked about that. He talked about the need for reconciliation and forgiveness, as you mentioned earlier, Father, just a moment ago. And I just love all those lessons that we can draw from that, especially during this time of Lent, as you mentioned, preparation, reconciliation, and just having a great outlook and knowing that we're in it together as a team, as a church. And I just wanted to ask you, like, with respect to that, I think I have some insight into that from what you just said, but what is your general approach to being a chaplain with these student athletes, some of whom may be people of faith, Some of them maybe aren't at this point in their life, or maybe they're not practicing as much as they should. There's a profile of you that was done by the New York Times back in 2018, and you had a great quote in that piece. You said that all of these guys have a million people in their ear telling them what to do. It's nice to be the person in their lives who can actually listen to them. Can you comment on that a little bit, expand on that?
Yeah, I think that I don't think there's a textbook on chaplaincy. I think I really drew upon, our Augustinian charism, Augustinian values, our Christian values, and that value of listening. It's very underappreciated right now these days. There's a lot of noise out there.
Yeah.
Social media being one of them. There's a lot of, pressure and information and critique that these men and women hear on a regular basis. And for someone to just ask them genuinely, how are you doing? And wait for the answer and listen for the answer. And sometimes they're not doing that great. And I think, these student athletes present themselves really well. They're really well put together. They're strong and accomplished, and they've done a lot of things with their life. And so people kind of treat them like, they're almost like they're pros. They treat them like they're professionals, and these are, students that, have breakups with their significant others and don't always pass every test and are wrestling with COVID like everybody else. And to be able to say, hey, how are you doing? It's okay. God loves you. God has a plan for you. May you have the grace to let it go. And you'd think that these are things that you and I, Cale, we believe and these are messages that we're familiar with. You'd be amazed with how many people are not familiar with that messaging, that do not hear that message on a regular basis, that are not familiar with scripture or weren't raised in a family that really cultivated that. And so, when they hear it, it's like pouring water on like a dried up plant.
Yeah.
It's just like instant hydration.
Wow.
And it's just amazing how much I think we often take for granted, the sacraments, a daily devotional. People like to say everything that's wrong with technology, that technology's not all bad. It's how you use it.
Exactly.
And you can just as easily have an app on your phone with a nice, message from scripture in the morning when you wake up that kind of sets you on the right foot as you begin your day, and so I have an opportunity to kind of listen, to find out where they are, and then maybe kind of guide them in a direction that might be helpful.
You're listening to The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio, 888-914-9149. My guest is Father Rob Hagen, chaplain of the Villanova Wildcats in the Final Four this weekend. Obviously, you've had the great pleasure of this is going to be your fourth Final Four with Villanova, 09, 16, and 18. Of course, those are the years that Villanova won recently, and now back again in 2022. Obviously, only one set of players has that one shining moment at the end of this tournament. Everybody else ends their season in a loss. What is it like to counsel these guys in that moment of disappointment? And what can the rest of us learn from handling experiences like that in our own life?
We've got to decide how we keep score. We've got to decide how we define ourselves.
I love
it. And so if life is about, if life is about who gets to go home with the trophy, if life is about who scores the most points and who wins the last game, then we are missing the point. But if it is building lifelong friendships, pushing yourself to become the best you can be by the end of the season, understanding that there's a lot more to this than the world wants to celebrate. But that's kind of a countercultural message.
Yeah, it is.
And so we got to remind each other, and you know what? It's not just when you lose too. I remember Coach Wright made a wonderful speech in 2016 after that shot went in and we were back in the locker room and pulling confetti out of our ears and just jumping for joy. I'll tell you right now, the first thing that we did was we prayed, as we do after every game. We prayed in gratitude for the opportunity to be together in that way. And then Coach Wright said to them, each of them, let's not let this be the best thing that ever happens to you.
Wow. That's great perspective.
Go out and be good fathers. Continue to be good sons. We got home after a crazy, you know, the game's Monday. We get home after a crazy Tuesday. Hey, guys, let's get back to class on Wednesday and show that we're about all aspects of this thing here. And let's remember that, you know, a lot of people contributed to this success. Your parents, our doctors, the trainers, the managers, the people that did the laundry. Let's celebrate all of it together. And so, you know, when you have a coach, and I give Coach Wright a lot of credit because he really does, you need a coach that sets the tone, mm-hmm. that can really reinforce the culture that you and I are talking about, Cale. Like, it's a culture.
Yeah.
And if it's just coming from the chaplain, or if it's just coming from the Augustinians, or if it's just coming from, you know, a captain, that's not enough. It's got to be the coaches. It's got to be the assistant coaches. It's got to be the people you recruit. It's got to be the parents. It's got to be the families, so that, you know, these are shared values.
Yeah.
You know?
And I love how it's part of that holistic family approach at Villanova. But I do want to ask you, my guest is Father Rob Hagen, chaplain of the Villanova Wildcats. 888-914-9149 is the number to call if you have a question for him. You're listening to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. Your tenure as chaplain at Villanova, Father, really kind of coincided. It was almost about the same time as the arrival of Coach Jay Wright. And you were just speaking about him a little bit. Obviously, this year with the retirement tour, as it were, of Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski, who a lot of people think is the current dean of college basketball coaches. However, a lot of people are saying, well, maybe it's actually Jay Wright, and he certainly will take that mantle up for sure after this season. Talk to me a little bit about Coach Wright as a man, as a coach. What is it like to work with him, and what do you think people should know about him that they don't know?
Well, one thing, Cale, he has incredible work ethic, as a lot of successful people do. But maybe some people who are successful, you know, whatever it was, maybe it was luck or, you know, just other forces at work. But he has incredible work ethic. He really puts the time in. Mm-hmm. And I've watched him, you know, evolve as a basketball coach. He really he's been a student of the game. He has been very outspoken about how Coach Rolly Massimino was his mentor, mm-hmm. and what he meant to him and what he learned from him and how his heart was broken when he passed away a number of years ago. And so I can see he took a lot from Coach Massimino in terms of, you know, doing it as a family. He really has a family approach to this. Now, that said, I think that something that people wouldn't realize about Coach Wright, because he's kind of, even though he's out there in the public sphere, he's a very faith-filled man. Mm. And I don't know that, you know, he kind of wears that on his sleeve publicly. Mm-hmm. But he's incredibly faith-filled. I think he was raised by faith-filled parents, and so he and I have connected in our love of the faith and our desire to kind of share that in different ways. In his way, he does it, and my way, I do it with the team. But I often kid with him. I say, you know, you preach to them more than I do. You know, every practice begins and ends with them in a circle, locking arms with him talking to them about life, you know, about responsibility, about good decision making, about how they represent the mission of the school. He's constantly reminding them of those things, of those values. And I don't know, for some people, I think they might think that it's, you know, just about basketball. Mm-hmm. You know, if you recruit the biggest and the strongest players, you know, and just have a good game plan, then, you know, your goal is to win the game. To be honest with you, Cale, as I think of team goals, as I think of the way coach addresses the team at the beginning of every season, not once, not ever have I ever heard him state as a goal, let's win the national championship this year. Never does he state as a goal, let's win the Big East championship this year. The goals are, let's play for each other. We play for those who went before us. And let's try to be the best we can be by the end of the year.
I love that.
And so, you know.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, back to how you define success.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And that, I think it takes a faith and commitment to those values to kind of set yourself up in that way, as opposed to, well, you know, look, we gotta win the championship this year.
Yeah, how success is defined, how do you keep score, as you said earlier, Father? I think that's so crucial, and it's obvious that Coach Wright is pointing these young men that he's responsible for and that you are, too, as chaplain, in the right direction. You're listening to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. My guest is Father Rob Hagen, chaplain of the Villanova Wildcats. Got to take a quick break right now, but we'll be right back. If you have a question for Father, you can call in 888-914-9149. Be right back. Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
Explaining the faith so you can explain it to others. It's the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Hey, welcome back. You can call in right now, 888-914-9149. I just want to remind you guys that if you didn't know this already, I have to tell you, the Ten Commandments are more than just rules. They're not just rules. They're how to live love and how we love God every single day. That's why through tomorrow, you can still, it's not too late, you can join Josh Raymond on The Inner Life at 11 a.m. Central. This is part three tomorrow of a very special three-part miniseries with Father Matthew Spencer, who, of course, used to host St. Joseph's Workshop here on Relevant Radio and is still a frequent guest. He's so rich, got such great insights. You can learn the ins and outs of what the commandments are really all about, what they tell us about God, about ourselves, and how they practically fit into our daily lives. Now, if you missed the first two sessions, no problem. You can grab The Inner Life podcast along with the podcast of all of our shows at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. I want to welcome back in our guest today, Father Rob Hagen, Augustinian priest, chaplain of the Villanova Wildcats. And Father Rob, one thing I wanted to ask you about that's kind of a new development with student athletes, I want to get your take on this. One of the big changes that has kind of swept over the landscape in college athletics is that student athletes can now profit from their name, image, and likeness. It's never been allowed before. I remember hearing a story years ago during the height of the Fab Five mania with the University of Michigan, Chris Webber, Jalen Rose, and company. And there was a story about Chris Webber that always stuck with me that one day he was walking through campus and he couldn't even scrounge together enough change to buy himself a Big Mac. He walks past the university bookstore and sees his jersey selling for about $100, and he says, something is not right here. And obviously, he turned pro. What are your thoughts on this development for these student athletes?
You know, I think a lot of us have kind of evolved on this issue. So, you know, back in the day, you know, you have an opportunity to get an education, and that was such a blessing, right? To have that, you know, education provided for you, and so that made sense then, I think. And then, you know, sports has just blown up with, yeah, you know, TV and sponsorships and revenue that's generated. And so, you know, I think to take a deeper dive into it and say, look, everyone is profiting from this except the student athlete.
Yeah.
And you know, working in athletics administration, I see up close and personal how much time they have to invest. Mm-hmm. In being a student athlete, the practice, the travel, the study hall, the rehab, injuries. So, you know, they don't even have the opportunity to work a part-time job, even if they wanted to.
Right.
You know, so I do think that, you know, student athlete welfare has really risen to kind of the forefront in terms of, you know, what's fair. And, you know, it's not like they should be paid, you know, kind of beyond market value. I mean, I think it started out in terms of, you know, a stipend. Mm-hmm. And I think now it's kind of moving in the direction of what they call NIL, name, image, and likeness. And if, you know, if you have the opportunity, as would any other student, you know, if they had an opportunity to, you know, broker sales for a neighboring business that was interested in using them as a sponsor, I think that where we are now is how can we facilitate that and help that, you know, happen in a way that the student athlete can benefit. And I think the concern is, you know, from coaches and others, is that it doesn't somehow detract from, you know, the team experience. That, that you, there are certain, you know, responsibilities and obligations that you have by being a member of a team. And, you know, if this NIL stuff was, you know, such that, like, you couldn't be present for any of that, then that, that, that could be problematic. But I think the premise is that they should be able to, you know, reap the benefits of their, you know, of their skill and their talent. I don't know if you go, you know, it seems like, you know, some would take it in the, in as far as the direction that they're actual university employees.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
You wouldn't say that.
But I think that certainly to be able to derive the benefit that they have on the open market, I think, you know, the bag is open on that. And I think we just need to find ways to, you know, make it fair for them.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see also how that affects sort of the one and done situations. If they can somehow make a living from their own skills, their name, image, and likeness, they may not be as inclined, some of the more skilled players, to jump ship early and go to the pros.
Exactly right. You know, and the other thing, Kale, is this portal. You know, back in the day, you went to a school, and, you know, if it wasn't everything you hoped and dreamed, you kind of just sucked it up and made the best of it. Now, you can declare yourself eligible for what they call the transfer portal, and people, you know, will leave the school and go to another school, and, you know, and not have to sit out and be able to play, you know, have your eligibility, you know, preserved for the next institution. So that makes it difficult when you're trying to, you know, I think part of the essence of what we're trying to do here is you need retention. You want to build relationships, and you want player development. And that doesn't happen if people are kind of here 1 year and gone the next.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. My guest is Father Rob Hagen, chaplain of the Villanova Wildcats. We've got a call. Dee Dee is calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, Dee Dee. What's your question for Father?
Yes, Father Rob. Does Villanova, actually it's a two-part question, I'm sorry. Number one, does Villanova have a written mission statement? And if yes, second part, is it based on St. Augustine's book, Confessions?
That's interesting. What do you think about that, Father?
Thank you, Dee Dee. Yes, we do. If you were to get on our Villanova website, right on the website is the mission of the institution, as well as the mission in the athletics department. And much of the charism comes from, you know, the confessions, you know, whether you're Catholic or not, or Augustinian or not, it's one of the great works in Western thought, you know,
Absolutely.
That to reflect on one's life and, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and to go back and try to say, where was God in that experience? You know, where was God's grace in that experience? And you know, Augustine was a sinner before he was a saint. And therefore, it's someone, you know, that we can all relate to, you know, through the human condition. And then certainly, you know, what we hold up often is the restless heart. You know, who doesn't have a restless heart? Who hasn't chased something, power, money, you know, sex, ambition, and thought that that was going to, you know, provide, you know, the fulfillment and satisfaction that we thought, only to find that it didn't, that it's like drinking salt water, that the more we drank it, the thirstier we got.
Yeah.
And so Augustine has that wonderful prayer that he wrote in the Confessions, Lord, you've made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you.
Mm-hmm.
And to understand that, you know, look, those other things in life, they're not bad unless we make them the first and foremost, you know, the utmost priority in our life. You know, that first commandment is there for a reason. to put God first. And that's when our lives get a little bit turned upside down, when we take something else and put that first in our life and push God off to the side.
Yeah, I think
and so anything that we can do in terms of our education, in terms of our coaching and teaching, to encourage people to keep your relationships in proper order, there's nothing wrong with getting a job and making some money and being successful and trying to win a championship. But what's your ultimate goal? To be close to the Lord, to receive God's grace and forgiveness and mercy, and to share that grace, mercy, and love with your fellow sisters and brothers. Do that first, and then the rest of your life, the rest of those aspects of your life will fall into place after that.
Yeah, I really like what you're saying there. And obviously, I don't know what you would say about this, Father Rob, but I always said that that's the greatest line that's ever been written outside of the Bible from the beginning of the Confessions. You know, that you've made us for yourself, O Lord. Our hearts are restless until they rest in you. And you maybe have a unique insight into that, because a lot of things that people wish they could be, a lot of people wish they could be on the NCAA stage, playing in the Final Four. I think you've probably seen up close that only God can satisfy it, none of the fame. And you've seen it probably with coaches, players. Speak to that a little bit.
Thank you, Cal. I think that's a beautiful point. I think we all have friends. Maybe we have some friends who are uber successful. You know, I can think of a couple in the back of my mind who really have just a lot of what the world would deem, you know, in terms of wealth and resources. And they still have problems. You know, they still want their children to be safe and well. They still have, you know, addiction that runs in their family. They still have things that they have to overcome. You know, you look at any coach who's won at the highest level, and they'll tell you, you know, it doesn't mean anything unless you have someone to share it with. Talk to anybody who, you know, the sharpest student who gets a 4.0. At some point, it's beyond just getting good grades, just getting the paycheck, just how big is your house, how nice is your car. And I think sometimes it comes through having maybe tasted some of those things that the world offers us. I know in my own life, you know, to have had the opportunity to be, you know, in a law firm, to have had, you know, a partnership offer, to have won some cases, to have tasted some of that ambitious craving that I had, only to realize, man, there's got to be something more.
Yeah.
There's got to be something more. And you know what that something more is? There's nothing like the forgiveness that comes from God. There's nothing like the love and sense of peace and belonging when you know that you're loved and you love others. And it starts to affect your decision making.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. There's another great line I love. You know, decisions are easier when values are clear.
Yeah.
When you get clear on those values, then start making your decisions based on them, and it'll usually spit out a good result.
I love that. And Father Rob, I hate to stop you there because you're on a roll, but I'll tell you, we're just about out of time here. I wanted to thank you for your time. I know it's a really, really busy week for you, obviously being the chaplain of the Villanova Wildcats, going to the Final Four. I just got a text from our director of marketing, Rich Brzezinski, and he wanted me to ask you if he can be forgiven for praying that Bill Self in Kansas loses to you guys by 25 on Saturday. I think he may have a side bet going on this. But listen, I think you've made a lot of fans for Villanova today on this program, for the school, as well as for, of course, the basketball team. And it's going to be a good run. Can't wait for Saturday. My guest has been Father Rob Hagen. Thank you so much, Father. God bless you. It's been the Cale Clark Show. Take it away, Michaela.
Thank you for listening to my daddy.